the director of communications for the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, who's been in his position for 14 years, basically since the beginning, Doug Harbach. Doug, good morning and welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So 14 years later, this surprise announcement that smoking will no longer be permitted inside the casinos in Pennsylvania. How did we get to this point?
Well, understand that this is a temporary because unlike the Gaming Act, which is what we work under as the Gaming Control Board in regulating the casinos, there's a separate law called the Clean Indoor Air Act, and there was a carve-out in that back when it was passed sometime about 10 years ago that allowed the casinos to have 50% of their gaming floor smoking and 50% non-smoking. Of course, you still can't smoke in the restaurants and the casinos and other areas of the casinos. So what happened is last week that while we had some guidelines and protocols for these reopenings in place, and candidly, the casinos had already, in working with us, had banned smoking at the table games themselves. There was still smoking going on in other parts of the gaming floor, especially at the slot machines, but the Department of Health issued a new order last week, and it basically said, listen, you got to have face coverings everywhere. And it became pretty evident that there was nothing in there about an exception to pulling down the mask and smoking, which is really the only thing you could do if you have to wear a mask the whole time. So we went out to all the casinos and said, listen, there'll be no smoking right now at any of the casinos on the temporary basis until things move forward in fighting this COVID-19. And at that point, they all complied with it, and they are now putting together, for the most part, outside locations with some adequate distancing where individuals that come to the casino can now go and smoke, but not within the floor, because as we know from the studies that are coming out, that the blowing of smoke certainly can perpetuate those particles going out into the face of other patrons.
So the temporary ban on smoking is due to COVID-19 and the wearing of the mask, but was this a long-term plan to ban smoking in casinos? I know that there's been rooms where there was a smoking room and things like that in other casinos as well, but is this part of an evolution or a plan, a long-term plan?
No, not at all. The law's still in place that would allow the casinos to have smoking at 50% of the floor. And candidly, and I was watching a TV piece with an interview with the general manager up in Erie at the casino there, Presque Downs, and he believes that he's going to lose customers, that they'll go back over to the Ohio casinos because they like coming to Pennsylvania because they can smoke. They can't smoke in the Ohio casinos. So he believes he'll lose some customers because of that and obviously some revenue. So there are those, if you walk into a casino at any certain time, you know, for one reason or another, whether it's an addictive behavior pattern or what it is, that you will see a lot of the slot machines in particular more populated in the smoking area than the non-smoking area.
And this is in place now as of today, if we went to the Meadows?
Yes. Yes, there is no smoking at any of the 10 operating casinos. We expect, the Rivers would then open likely on Friday with no smoking. And then we have one more casino out in the Philadelphia area ready to open in the city of Philly, and they would be no smoking. So all 12 casinos would be non-smoking until that order is lifted.
So there will be socially distanced smoking areas outside the casino. The Presque Isle general manager thinks that he may lose some business to Ohio, to people who came there to smoke. Do you think that you may actually gain business, though, from people who don't want to just smell like an ashtray after they're gambling?
It's a great question. One of the things that I do as part of my job is to go out and speak to organizations, and I've gone to hundreds of them over the last number of years, whether they're, Rotary Clubs, Chambers of Commerce, Lions Clubs. And probably the biggest question and comment I get is about smoking. And they wonder why is it that they still allow smoking in the casinos. Again, there seems to be, at this point, the industry believes there's still a place for that, and there are those that want to come there and smoke. So that Clean Indoor Air Act has not been changed, but that every year the legislature relooks at that act, and there has been more and more movement toward banning smoking within the casinos. And candidly, there are some states, Ohio, as I just mentioned, is one, that does not allow smoking into casinos and has set up outdoor smoking areas at their casinos.
Before you go, Doug, quickly, where is the status of having gaming in some bars? Is that going to happen at some point?
Well, it had a little momentum a few weeks ago, but I think with everything else going on, I haven't read too much about it. One of the things that has been perpetuating throughout the state already has been these skill games that you see everywhere, and they are unregulated games, and they have been in everything from convenience stores to you know, you may even find them at a drugstore where people sit down and play them. They I think need to get at their arms around those first and get those regulated, and also collect some taxes on them. So we'll see where that goes, and then from there, I'm sure there'll be some push for them in the bars, but certainly that's not something the casinos want, and they've been fighting that because
sure.
You know, that is undue competition for them.
I'm sure. Doug, we appreciate it. A lot of good information. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thank you.